We have John Ross with us this morning. John is the Emergency Management Director for Fond du Lac County. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob.
Today, we're going to talk a little bit about Heat Awareness Day, which is actually tomorrow, June 3rd. But what can you tell us about that?
Well, basically, that serves as a reminder that, you know, we have to be prepared for extreme heat in our area. Wisconsin sees warm weather every summer, and there are times where we'll get unusually high temperatures and humidities where it becomes hazardous to people's health, especially, you know, the very young or the elderly or those with chronic health conditions. So it's a way for us to get information out to give people safety tips and things to look for to spot trouble if they're outside and how they can help prevent any illness or any other problems associated with the heat.
John, this is, it's a weather day, basically, and like other extreme weather, there are watches and warnings, right?
That's correct. They changed the terminology a couple years ago now. They now use the terms extreme heat watch or extreme heat warning. And basically that defined by criteria, you know, a watch is a watch. If they're expecting the potential for the extreme heat, and the warning means it's happening or is about to happen. And a lot of that focuses on daytime temperatures where heat index values will get over 105, or even at night where actual air temperatures won't get below 75, and then you factor in some heat index with that. It can become very uncomfortable, obviously, but it can also become a risk to your health. And especially with people that are working outside, you know, you got to remember to take frequent breaks, drink plenty of water, avoid alcohol, you know, get to that shade and take those breaks so that you, and if you do start to feel ill, definitely stop. And then if it gets serious enough, seek medical attention.
Right. So basically try and stay in a cool place and drink plenty of fluid.
Exactly. Keep an eye on your neighbors. Keep an eye on the elderly. If someone doesn't have air conditioning and it gets to be that 95 to 100 degree day, they should probably look at an alternate place to go where there is air conditioning so they can stay cool so they're not putting themselves at unnecessary risk. Another big reminder, you know, make sure pets and livestock have water and a spot for shade as much as possible. And then never leave kids or pets in the car. The temperatures in the car can skyrocket very quickly. Even on a 80-degree day, it only takes a few minutes for the interior temperature of that car to raise significantly to where it becomes dangerous for anyone that's left inside the vehicle.
Now, not everybody has a cool place that they can cool off in, but I guess if you call 211, you can find a location.
211 will often have lists of places that are open for cooling. Yes, exactly. A lot of public buildings tend to be open during the day, which can be helpful. If you have friends that have air conditioning or family members, that's another good source. But the idea is to get to someplace where it's cooler so you're not putting yourself at that unnecessary risk for a heat-related illness.
Right. So in the past, they've told us libraries, malls, shopping centers, that type of thing. So, anyway, so Heat Awareness Day on June 3rd, tomorrow. I believe we've already had a 90-degree day, but that didn't, you know, come with any extreme heat warning or watches. So, thankful for that, I guess, right?
Yeah. It looks like the temperature is going to warm up a little bit over the next few days as well. Don't know if it'll get to the criteria where we'll have any kind of extreme heat, but we're very early in the late spring to early summer season, so my guess is we'll have some of those days before we know it.
The other thing we wanted to ask you about today is, I believe, Emergency Management, Fond du Lac County Health Department are teaming up with Community Safety Net to offer emergency safety booklets to families. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. There is a company called Community Safety Net that their primary goal is to help increase awareness and safety for for young people and for families, and they reached out to our office about doing a fundraising event with local businesses primarily to provide copies of the safety book that they put together. It's targeted at younger youth and families. A lot of great information about the different types of weather, different types of safety precautions you can take. There's places for you to draw up your family escape plan and make communications plans. It's a really nice book. They will be reaching out to businesses in Fond du Lac County to solicit support, and it is entirely up to those businesses if they choose to or not. The opportunity is just being made available to them. Businesses that do contribute will receive recognition within the book. And then based on the amount of money raised, we'll get a number of books delivered to us that we can work to get into the hands of young people and families within our county to help them be better prepared. But it's a spiral-bound color print book. It's got a lot of good safety information in there, and it is geared towards those younger youth and those families. So I think it's something that could be very helpful. We've shared a link on our Fond du Lac County Emergency Management Facebook page, I believe the health department as well, and on the Fond du Lac County Emergency Management page on the county website, we have a link for anyone who would like to get more information or would like to consider making a donation. Roughly, it costs roughly $16 a book to have the books printed, but Community Safety Net will cover all of that cost based with the donations that they receive.
Okay, so if you click on the link, too, it'll take you to the page where you can basically click on the book and see what's included in it. And as you said, lots of helpful information in there defining all kinds of hazards and safety issues and what to do in those particular circumstances.
That's correct. If you click on the link, it will take you to Community Safety Net's page that is dedicated to the Fond du Lac County effort. So you can see the book. You can see some other helpful information. You can see a little bit more about the company. I have talked to other jurisdictions within Wisconsin that they have worked with in the past, and I have received very positive reviews. So I'm really looking forward to how this is going to turn out and looking forward to getting those books in the hands of families that could use them.
And it also includes lots of pictures and illustrations, so it's not going to be a dry read, right?
Very, very true. Lots of imaging in there, opportunities to create some of your own documents and customize, you know, some of the pages to help you out. We're very grateful for the partnership with the health department for coming on board with us. We're grateful for the partnership of the businesses that choose to contribute. This fundraising campaign will probably run into about the first week in July, and then we'll figure out how many books we're going to get, and then we'll work out our system for getting them distributed, hopefully in time for school to start this fall.
There you go. Anything else while we're talking to you, John?
No, not at the moment. I appreciate your support as always, Bob. It's always nice to be able to talk to you and to help have your help sharing the information that we have with your audience. So we thank you for that. And again, you can go to the Fond du Lac County Emergency Management page for more information about preparedness and specific to Community Safety Net's campaign. Follow us on Facebook. We try to keep content fresh there and have links to other resources as well. So again, we want to build a more resilient community, and a more resilient community is better equipped to deal with disaster and mitigate some of those impacts and help us respond more effectively. So thanks for what you're doing.
We've been talking with John Ross, Fond du Lac County Emergency Management Director.